The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Tamid Daf Lamed. The Mishnah, and this Daf is a long Mishnah, and the part of the Mishnah, it's in the Mishnais, it's Mishnah Beis. Omer lehem amim tzu'uriu imigiyaz man shchita. The one appointed would tell them, go out to see if the time of Shechita came. And if it came, the one that was looking would say, Barkoi, the morning came. Masi ben Shmuel says, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Masi ben Shmuel says that the responder would say, the entire side of the east got lit up. They would further ask him, did it light up all the way until Chevron? And he would say yes, he would respond, it did, and then they would know that the time of the Shechitas HaTamid is already reached. They could already bring the carbon Tamid if they wish. So we have a machlokes over here between the Tanakhama and Masi ben Shmuel as far as when is the proper time, when is it the beginning time of when we can bring the carbon talmid. According to the Tanakhama, it's from when it's a little bit light. And according to Masi ben Shmuel, it's some later time. It has to be that the entire horizon on the east side is already lit up. As we will see throughout this year, this machlokes has great ramifications lehalacha. And the reason is as follows. They're arguing over here, what is the earliest time we could possibly bring the carbon tamid? The carbon tamid has to be brought by day in the morning. And they're arguing, when's the first time that's possible that we can bring that carbon? Nowadays we don't have carbonis, but we have tefillos that are connected to midin. The Chazal were misakin that we should bring carbonis, that we should daven tefillos, the times of when they brought the carbon tamid, connected the tamid shal shachar. We daven shachris, paralleled to the tamid shal bein arbaim, we daven mincha, paralleled to the haktorah of the emurim of the tamid shal bein arbaim, we bring the carbon, we daven tefillos arvis. And it's all the Paiskim say, well, it's a Mefurash Rambam, that the time for davening Shachris begins at the time when they're first able to bring the Karban Tamid. Now, so we have over here a Machlaikis between the Tanakhama and Masi ben Shmuel, what is that earliest time? According to the Tanakhama, it's from when it becomes a little light. According to Masi ben Shmuel, it's a later time when the entire horizon became lit. As a side note, this time that we say Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, sometimes you find it in other places in Torah literature that it's instead Heir Pnei HaMizrach without the word call, but it's the same thing. It's just a shorter version. It's a reference of the same time. Simply understood, according to the first Tana, it means that it's just a little bit light. The first time we see some things of light. Now, there's really another measure of light, another time of light that has other halachas. There's Yerushalmi that talks about Ayeles HaShachar. That's talking about two like tiny sparks of light. But the Tanakhama says it has to be a little more lit than that. And Masi ben Shmuel says we need the entire east side full of light. How do we paskin? We paskin, the Rambam says we paskin like Masi ben Shmuel. Now the question is, when, what is really the essence of the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Masi ben Shmuel? Some achrayim say that the machlokes is really a machlokes when is Alois HaShachar. They both agree that Tamid Shel Shach, Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash could only be brought from the time of Aleis HaShachar. But they are having a machlokes over here. When is Aleis HaShachar? For almost all halachas, of halachas of the Torah that apply today, many mitzvahs are can only be done by day. Shofar can only be blown by day. Lulav can only be shaken by day. Many mitzvahs are only by day, and the halachically, when is it considered day? It's considered day from the beginning of Aleis HaShachar and on. Me'ikar Adin, it's considered day from then. So, according to many Achrayim, the machloikis between the Tanakhamim and Masim and Shmuel is really a general machloikis as to when is it considered day? When is it considered Aleis HaShachar? Is it day when there's the drop of light in the east horizon? Or is it considered day when the entire east horizon, which is a few minutes later, the Baisim say that, some Achrayim say that it's 5-6 minutes, the Divrei Yosef says it's 5-6 minutes later, the Zman of Masi Ben Shmuel. Some, the Sefer HaZmanim Be'Halacha, says that he adds to this explanation of the Achrayim. And he says that there are those that want to entertain the possibility that Masi Ben Shmuel really is not a Tanu. Masi Ben Shmuel, we find, is a name of somebody who was a Mamuna. He was one of the people who was in charge of making the Goyrels in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that in numerous places. And so some want to say that really, it's not a Machloikis. In Halacha, Masi Ben Shmuel is maybe more explaining there's another opinion when Aleis HaShachar is. He's not. It's not a big lamdish machlokes over here. It's just a machlokes. When is Aleis HaShachar? He's not another Tana, because he's not having a whole other shita and lamdish of when you can bring the garment tamid or when not. He's just saying that there's another shita of when is Aleis HaShachar, and this is what they used to do. He was a memun in the Beis HaMikdash. This is what they used to do. The ma'isa is a very shver to say this explanation, because the Gemara in Yuma is mashma that there is a machloikis tanoim, and Masi Ben Shmuel is a tan over here, and he is disagreeing. Be that as it may, but there's one mahalich, the first explanation that we're saying in the Gemara, is that the machloikis, in essence, is when is Aleis HaShachar. Is Aleis HaShachar for all halachas of the Torah, starting from Bar Koi, or is it starting from when the entire Pnei Mizrach is lightened up? Other Achrayim, though, explain that the Machloikis is very different. Others say the Machloikis is that according to the Tanna Kamma, they both agree that Aleis HaShachar is from the earlier time, like what the Tanna Kamma said. Masim and Shmuel is only coming to say that despite the fact that Aleis HaShachar is by that earlier time when it's only a little light, nevertheless, there's a chumrah. Chazal said that we can't bring the Karban Tamid until a few minutes later to make sure, so that we could rule out that we are not making a mistake, that perhaps it's the light of the moon. If you look in a very similar Mishnah to the Mishnah we have over here in Tamid, the Mishnah has a Mesechta Yuma and Daf Chochess Amad Aleph. And there, the Mishnah continues, seemingly on Masi Ben Shmuel, and he says, why do we make sure to have it this later time, and we have this later question? Why do we have to have that it's so light before we shach the Karban Tamid? And at that, the Mishnah answers, because they once made a mistake. They once mixed up the light of the moon with the sunlight, and they confused, they shachted the Tamid when it was really night, and it wasn't yet day, and because of that, the Chazal said that we have to wait another few minutes, and we have to make sure that the entire east horizon is already lit up. So again, according to this explanation, it's not a machloik, it's general, to call out the Rakula, it's specific to the bringing of the Karban Tamid, and it's an extra chumrah of when we have to bring the carbon tamid, despite the fact that halam minatoyra biblically the carbon tamid could be brought from alayis hashachar. Chazal were moisif another few minutes. Now the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos that there is a lechatchila to daven shacharis kivasikin. People know arvasikin minyanim, and it's based on this Gemara that there is a hidur. We'll call it lechatchila. We'll call it even a hidur. It's a way of beautifying the mitzvah, an extra chumrah. The best way to daven shacharis is if you have daven at the time exactly you begin the Shemoneh Esrei exactly by sunrise. The Gemara also says that if somebody is yoytzei lederech, somebody is going on the way, they have to go travel somewhere, and they have a difficulty davening so late as Vasikin, they can't daven starting by sunrise, they have to daven earlier. So the Gemara says that they could, such a person could daven even before Vasikin. Now and both of these Gemaras are brought down in Halacha. There are some Rishayim that are mashma that there's a third difference. So far we said two rules. One rule is that you daven, the best way is to daven Vosikin, to start davening at sunrise. And in the case of Doichak, in a situation of urgency, one is allowed to daven even earlier. There are some Rishayim that are mashma that there's really a third time. And there are achronim that go with this la'alocha. The Rosh says that the beginning of this man of davening shacharis is from when there's a little light. And heir p'nei ha-mizrach, like the Lashon of our Mishnah. Just like the Tamid shal shachar. Just like the Tamid was brought when it's heir p'nei ha-mizrach, like Masi ben Shmuel. So too, that's the time to daven shacharis. So the Rosh says, even though the main mitzvah is to daven with nates, to daven like Vasikin, but if somebody davens after Heir Pnei HaMizrach, they're yoytzeh b'diavet, they're yoytzeh. So there are two ways of explaining this Rosh. One way to explain the Rosh is to say that if you daven by nates, that's the best. If you daven before nates, it's lechatchila. If you want, you can even daven before nates. As long as it's after Heir Pnei HaMizrach, you're allowed to even lechatchila daven then. And then, later on, the Rosh also has another halacha. Like we mentioned, the Gemara says that if somebody has an urgency, they can daven by Alayis HaShachar. So according to this explanation, the Rosh would have three separate times. If somebody has an urgent matter, then they are allowed to lechatchila daven, even beginning Alayis HaShachar, that's even before Heir Pnei HaMizrach. If they don't have an urgent matter, then the best way would be to daven Vosikin. But if they don't want to, if they don't want to have that best way of davening, they could daven even before Vosikin, and they could daven as long as it's Heir Pnei HaMizrach, as long as it's Masi ben Shmuel's man. Others, however, learn the Rosh, that the Rosh does not mean to say that there's a difference between Heir Pnei HaMizrach and Alayis HaShachar. For anyone, unless somebody has an urgency, they're not allowed to daven before Vasikin. They are not allowed to. V'di'evet, after the fact, if they did already, nothing's going to, they'll be yoytze, the tefillah will, they fulfill their mitzvah of davening. But l'chatchila, if they come to ask us a shayla, we will not tell them that they're allowed to daven before Netacham. Unless he has an urgent matter, he's a yoytze lederech, so then he's of course allowed to daven before Netacham, before Vasikin, but only the same time of Alois HaShachar, which equals Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So we take a look at Shulchan Aruch, we see even clearly, very clearly, this differentiation. Because the way that there's three different times, it would sound like from the wording. We'll see that not everybody learns like that in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Zman Tfilas HaShachar, this is in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Peites, Zman Tfilas HaShachar, Mitzvah, so she asked the Malet HaChamah. The mitzvah, the biggest mitzvah is to daven when the Neitz comes, when the sun rises. V'mispal Mishol HaMur HaShachar, listen to these words, V'mispal Mishol HaMur HaShachar, V'her V'nei HaMizrach Yotah. If he daven after it was Her V'nei HaMizrach, Yotah, then he fulfilled his mitzvah. Later on, he says, if he's going out l'derech, b'shas atchak, later on in Sibches, he says, b'shas atchak, you're going to Torah, l'hashkim l'derech, yochel yispel mish'ol amud ha'shachar. Later on in Sibches, when he talks about it, b'shas atchak, it's an urgent matter, here he says he's allowed to daven mish'ol amud ha'shachar. He doesn't say anything about here, b'nei ha'mizroch. Masha'inke, when he talks about over here, somebody who's yoytze b'di'eved, he doesn't say it's b'di'eved, he says, when he's yotze, he's someone who's not doing kibasikin, he says, Haher b'nei ha'mizrach. He makes a very clear differentiation in the wording between Sif Aleph and Sif Ches. It would seem very meduyuk, like this pshat, that there's a difference between Sif Aleph and Sif Ches. And so the ma'isa, what we find is that the taka is a machloikis in achroinim had a paskin. How do we fear zich? And we'll see that the nafkimina la'alacha, the Mishnah Berurah goes that even though the Mechaber had this difference in wording between Sif Aleph and Sif Ches, nevertheless he really means the same thing. It's interchangeable. Don't be medayik so much from the words Her Pnei HaMizrach. All he means is the same thing. He means Amud HaShachar, Her Pnei HaMizrach. And unless somebody has an urgent matter, they're not allowed the chatchila to daven before this time of bundle it together, Her Pnei HaMizrach and Alois HaShachar. It's only b'di'evet, after the fact, if he didn't ask the question, and he did it already, then he fulfilled his mitzvah if he daven before Neitz. However, there's a pre-chodosh, and a bach, the seemingly from the bach, and there's a pre-megodim, that they say that a person could be yoytze l'chatchilo. A person could even daven l'chatchilo before Neitz, as long as it's already Her Pnei HaMizrach. Because when the Mechaber says, if he davens b'her b'nei ha'mizrach yotza, he means not only that after the fact he's yotza. He means that it's just that he's not fulfilling vasikin. The Mechaber says, according to the Pre-Chodosh and the Pre-Megodim, the best of the best is to daven by vasikin. But if someone is not ready to do the best of the best, they can even l'chatchila daven before that, as long as they fulfill the shita of Masya. Well, we have in our Mishnah, Masi ben Shmuel, who said that it's Her Pnei HaMizrach as long as it's Her Pnei HaMizrach. Later on, they hold that if someone has a Shas HaTchak, if they have an urgency, then they're allowed to daven even before this time of Her Pnei HaMizrach. They're able to daven those 5-6 minutes earlier, which is at the time of Alois HaShachar Mamish. Therefore, it comes out a very big difference. L'maisa, most poiskim, most achrenim do seem to say like the Mishnah Berurah. The main halacha does seem to be like the Mishnah Berurah. But perhaps somebody could take this into account. Perhaps a poiskim will go like the Pre-Chodosh and the Pre-Megadim. So, like the Mishnah Berurah, it comes out l'chatchila, unless somebody has a real need, they should not be davening, they should not start Shemar Nasir before Neitz, like the Vesikin can do. It's only if someone has an urgent matter, then they could daven before Neitz. And we're saying that there are other achrayim. It's worth knowing that there are other achrayim that learn that a person could daven even the chatchila before the nates. It's just that they won't fulfill the vasikin, which people who anyways daven much later on, usually they're anyways not davening vasikin, so they're not really losing by davening before the nates. It's not that different than davening 10 minutes after the nates or davening 10 minutes before the nates, according to this opinion. This fits very well that if there's a real machloikis going on between the Tanakhama and Masim and Shmuel, the machloikis is, did Chachamim make a takana or did Chachamim not make a takana? So then we could say, we said earlier in this year that it's a machloikis how to learn what the machloikis Tanakhama and Masim and Shmuel is. Is the machloikis, when is Al-Mura Shachar? So then once we pass in like Masim and Shmuel, all Masim and Shmuel is saying is that Amur HaShachar is at this later time. So if that's the case, then it wouldn't be possible to say that there's a Zman of when somebody could daven l'chatchila, which is Her Pnei HaMizrach, and then there's a time 5 minutes earlier that somebody could daven if they have an urgency. It doesn't make sense because Hayar B'nei HaMizrach is the time of Alois HaShachar. So a person should never be able to daven. Even if they have an urgent matter, they should not be able to daven earlier. And also, the time earlier that said is Alois HaShachar. Really, they're equal to each other. According to the Pshat, that when Alois HaShachar is, these two things are equal to each other. It doesn't make sense to say either Hayar B'nei HaMizrach or Alois HaShachar. They're the same thing. However, like the other explanation that we had, that it's a machlokes, that everyone agrees that Amud HaShachar is before Hayar B'nei HaMizrach. And the machlokes is, did Chazal add on another few minutes to avoid confusion? So then I could say that the Chatchilo, that unless somebody has an urgency, Chazal said one is not allowed to daven before that extra 5 minute period that Chazal added for the Tamei Shel Shachar, since the Tefillah Shachar is parallel to the Tamei Shel Shachar. But if there's an urgency, then a person doesn't have to be concerned with that extra takona the Chazal made, and they'll be able to daven even before that added 5 minute period. So in essence, the different ways how to learn our Mishnah sheds light on the understanding of the halacha of when somebody is allowed to begin davening Tefillah Shachris, the Chatzilah, every day of the year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.